I have somebody right now who I've not spoken to in quite some time, but I'm really excited to do so. He is a PGA Tour golfer, winner of the 2009 Open Championship, a five-time member of the Ryder Cup team, a four-time member of the President's Cup team, a winner of the RBC Heritage on Sunday. He set Harbortown records for lowest 36-hole score and lowest 54-hole score. A two-time winner on tour this season. One of only two golfers with multiple wins this season and currently third in the FedEx Cup standings. Stuart Cink is my... I'm laughing at it because it has been a minute or two since you and I last spoke. So before we get into this past weekend, what and what you've been doing over the course of the year, how are you doing? How is your life like right now? And how are things with your family?
Things are good in our house. We are actually in the midst of moving right now. So we came home from Harbortown and met with the movers early Monday morning. So we're relocating into more into the city in Atlanta. So we're excited about a change of scenery. Things are well. Golf is so great. I can play golf competitively at 47 and not have to worry about like aging out or anything like that. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. And I do want to get into that in a minute, but let me ask you this. You arrived at Hilton Head coming off that great performance at Augusta where you finished in 12th place. So how much confidence did you have going into Harbortown, and then what kind of expectations did you have?
Well, it went back to actually about 3 weeks before that at the Honda Classic where I was struggling a little the previous couple tournaments, and my wife challenged me with some of my commitment and in the middle of my rounds, in my shots. And she said, like, can you be better? Can you? Like, she kind of lit something in me, and I said, well, dang right I can, and took it as a challenge. And I was just a lot cleaner, sharper, focused, more committed and decisive with my planning and my shots. And so starting with Honda, I was a lot better instantly, and it led to a decent finish there, good finish at Augusta, and then everything kind of culminated last week to just a really good top-to-bottom performance.
Stuart Cink joining us. That's amazing to me that Lisa was the one that said, "You could you be better?" And she lit that fire. I think as people also know, you switched to having your son Reagan on your bag, and he is your caddy. Let's go back to that decision for a minute. What was it like when that first came to be, and then what's that experience been like too?
Well, Reagan was a recent graduate of Georgia Tech last summer, and he was working with Delta Airlines as part of their co-op program, and they offered him a full-time position. But with COVID, the airlines, as everyone can understand, have been quite up in the air. And so his job kept getting postponed a little bit, and so he was in the middle of a little downtime, and we were discussing how I was going to approach things with the start of the new season, which, you know, for us, we start in September, and we wrap all the way around to the next September. And so Reagan threw out the idea. He said, well, you know, I got some time. I'd love to caddy for you one more time. And he's caddied for me before, but he was in his teenage years. He was still kind of like a kid, kind of a guest caddy. And he and I play a lot of golf together. He's a good golfer. His golf IQ is tour player level, and he is a scratch player. But I said, sure, that sounds awesome. We were going to Napa for the Safeway, and we just had a great chemistry, like I knew we would already, and he had definitely developed past the kid caddy stage and had become and I'm not saying this in any exaggerated way, Reagan could caddy for any player in the world right now. He's fantastic at what he's doing, and that's how it started. We got a win in that first tournament, and long story short, it's kind of just been off the races since then. He's caddying for me the rest of this year until he gets married in July, and then he'll go back to the, I guess you call it the real world. I'm a golfer, so I think it's like the unreal world that you have to go back to another kind of job.
No doubt. Stuart Cink's joining us. So what that was when you won the Safeway Open in September with Reagan on the back, that was your first win since 2009. So that's something you always have. That must have been an amazing moment. But while the chemistry between you and he is undeniable, it's not only about that, right? I mean, you've put in a ton of work on your body with your trainer. I'm curious, what kind of work have you done there? And then what have you noticed in terms of how it shows up on the course, especially when it comes to distance?
When you work on your body in golf, you're not just trying to get faster and longer. You're even at my age, you're not even just trying to extend your career longer. What you're really doing is trying to build a good solid platform where your body can accept the mechanics that you're trying to do in your golf swing. Because you know, the golf swing, everybody has a signature golf swing, but your swing can produce really good results or really bad results based on a couple of little key moves. And in my case, I needed my body to support those areas with strength and flexibility. And so my trainer, Cornell Dreesen, we really worked hard on identifying those areas and making sure that I was shored up and able to achieve those things. And not just like on the practice tee, but at the end of a long, grueling week, you know, tournaments like Augusta and tournaments where you're in contention take a lot out of you mentally and emotionally, but it also wears you out physically, especially when you're getting, you know, in your late 40s like me. And so that was the biggest goal, is just kind of building a good base for trying to do what I want to do with my swing and letting that be possible all the way through 72 holes of being in the heat.
Stuart Saint joining us. I appreciate that explanation. So you build that physical base, but you've also worked really diligently on the mental side of the game. How have you gone about doing that?
Well, I think golf, just if you play long enough, just the way the body works physiologically, when good things happen to you, your mind has no reason to make little files for those memories, because it's your subconscious really is constantly looking for threats to your safety. It's the fight or flight mechanism that's built into us all innately. And so there's no reason for your body to remember things like, oh, that was such a pleasant little stroll down that park. But hitting the ball out of bounds or three putting when you're tied for the lead on 72nd hole, that, you know, that builds a little bit of a memory. And that's what we call, you know, experience. Unfortunately, we mostly build up bad experience. And so the way that you have to combat that is to try to build up good experiences to offset those, to reframe some of the bad ones and kind of understand the why. And you can really do a lot to lessen the impacts of a scar like that by understanding the context and what was going on and really digging deep into the psychologically what exactly makes you tick in situations like that. And so that's what I've spent a lot of time doing. I'm pretty fascinated by that kind of stuff anyway, so it's easy for me to dive in, but it's been very helpful.
I am absolutely fascinated by that stuff. That's a master class in and of itself right there in just a few moments' time. You mentioned Lisa. Stuart, let me ask you about this. Back in 2016, you did step away for a while to be with Lisa after she was diagnosed with cancer. What was the time like for you and your family? And for those who do not know, how is she doing now?
Well, first of all, the most important thing is she's really doing great right now. She's in a medically, whether you describe it as like she's in a solid remission. She was diagnosed at stage 4, and so she won't ever be technically cured, but we trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he has cured her forever. But she's doing great. She's almost 5 years now into a solid remission and still gets treatment, but it's changed our life, you know, in so many different ways. And one way is that, you know, I saw her fight like I've never seen anyone else fight when she got that diagnosis. And when we rode through all that, at the beginning, it was horrendous. And just one gut punch after the next, it seemed like. And I saw her dig deep, and it taught me a little bit about how to dig deep. And at a time in my career when I could have faded away easily, I dug and decided to fight myself and learn from her a lot during that time. And you know, I took a little bit of time off. I didn't stay away forever because Lisa was encouraging me to get back out and play. And she knew it was important to me, and she was amazing during that time. And so once we got through the initial period where we kind of started to understand how she was going to behave and react in treatment to chemotherapy and all that, we started going out and traveling to tournaments on the third week in between her treatments, because that's when she felt the best and had the most energy. And so it enabled us to go to some places that we've been to before, where we had friends and we were familiar with the areas. And so we kind of slowly inched our way back into playing. And I didn't play great, but it was nice to be out there in sort of a sense of normalcy. But the ride that we've been on since then has been you know, something that I wouldn't wish on anybody, but also there's been parts of it that have been blessing us enormously that I wish everybody could experience.
I think that is Amazing. I think that is so inspiring and so powerful, and I definitely hear what you're saying. You certainly would not wish to go through that again or wish that on anybody, but the fact that she dug in like that and had that kind of impact on you and the world around you, that is a really amazing, amazing story. He is a PGA Tour golfer, the winner of the 2009 Open Championship, is having a tremendous year. Stuart, it's been a long time, but it is so good to get caught up, reconnect with you. I appreciate that conversation so much, and I'm having a great time watching you, and I know everybody else is too. Great to have you back on, Stuart.
Okay, Jim, good to be back on. Thanks for the comments, and have a great rest of the day.
You too. Stuart, great talking to you. Really good to get caught up. What an awesome interview that was.